I am delighted to be here today. As all of you know, I'm sure my wife had a wonderful day in Chicago yesterday, and her whole family was here. And I was regaled with it last night, everything that happened. Chicago is a really special place, and the people who are tied to it have this almost psychic energy, I think, about what's going on. For example, on the way into Chicago, my brother-in-law told me, he said, I got good feelings about this. He said, I even think the Bears are going to win. I swear he did. I swear he did. So, there's something quite mystical about all this, but also something very wonderful. I thank you for letting me come here. I wanted to be here today because this school is the embodiment of the effort that I have asked Americans to make to prepare our country for the 21st century, to make sure we have an America where every person who's responsible enough to work for it can live the American dream, where we're still strong enough to lead the world for peace and freedom and prosperity, and where we look across all of our diversity and come together as one America. I know today a lot of Americans are focused on the stock market, and it may be disappointing, but I think it is neither prudent nor appropriate for any president to comment on the hour-by-hour or the day-by-day movements of the market. I'd like to ask all of us to remember that our economy is as strong and vibrant today as it has been in a generation. We saw yesterday that our deficit has come down to $22 billion from $290 billion. That's the lowest since 1970. With unemployment and inflation at their lowest levels in two decades, businesses and banks healthy and sound, new jobs being created every day, our economy is continuing to grow steady and strong. That's why we have to feel confident and continue our economic strategy. We've got to balance the budget, expand trade, and invest in the education of all our people.